Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Monday, sort of, my friends, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast. With me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive today from 4 p.m. and the rest of the week and month and year, and hopefully lots of years to come. Anyway, we begin annoyingly with Manchester United. Incredibly, losing at home in the Premier League to Brighton in Eric Ten Hag's first game in charge at Old Trafford. Yeah. Here's our Manchester correspondent, Mickey Gray.
It's been an absolutely abysmal performance from Manchester United. Manchester United 1, Brighton of Albion 2.
We should have done better, that's clear. But I know also that it will not come overnight. And sometimes we played better in the pre-season. Today we had a really worse period during the first half. And we have to learn from that. That's also clear.
What are Manchester United doing? They are absolutely all over the place.
Brighton is a team who normally wants to play from the back. They didn't today. They played a long ball. It's not about pressing. It is about winning the second ball. In such occasions, we did not always do what we make out before the game. We had definitely to learn from those lessons.
There is a bit of responsibility on Ten Hag. He then waits until 5 minutes into the second half to bring on Ronaldo. Why not do it at half time? He made a triple alteration at the start of stoppage time that just checked any momentum that Manchester United had, and that allowed Brighton just to manage the game, as they did quite well at times.
Cristiano Ronaldo, the big story is he finds himself on the bench.
Cristiano Ronaldo is now for 10 days maybe in team training, and that's too short for 90 minutes. So that's the reason we didn't start him.
On to Leanne Sanderson and Perry Groves having a big old Barney about CR7 and Cristiano Ronaldo. What, both of them?
There's not one team in the world that's successful, apart from obviously maybe Lionel Messi, other than that, especially in the Premier League, where they're successful when a player is bigger than the manager. It doesn't happen at Man City. The biggest one at Man City is Guardiola. The biggest one at Liverpool is Klopp. This problem today wasn't Ronaldo's problem, but the whole culture around it, because he's being indulged.
The culture of what, though, Perry? Because I don't disagree. I don't think
culture of complacency, culture of inadequacy, culture of not being bothered.
Complacent, though. How can you say he's complacent? I don't agree with keeping a player that doesn't want to be at the club.
Well, there you go. You've just answered it. It's exactly it.
No, but you can't blame it all on Ronaldo. I mean, today was pretty bad.
No, I said one of the biggest problems is Ronaldo, because he is the story all the time.
So if Ronaldo then goes, okay, if Ronaldo then goes, then what?
You have to go and get another centre forward. Ronaldo's. So you're putting all of your eggs on Ronaldo. You think that he's staying?
No, I'm not. But he's better than the players we have. I mean, Sancho today, non-existent. Rashford, non-existent.
But
Bruno
the culture
Fernandez,
stinks,
non-existent.
The culture at Manchester United stinks. It still stinks.
I'm not denying that, but that's not only down to Ronaldo.
Well, he's one of the Well, you've got a player that plays a game in a friendly and then does one at half time. So that's
along
a brilliant
with
example.
Other players. So he's not the only problem, Perry. He's not the only problem.
No, but he's
along
the biggest, because he's the biggest name. If Ten Hag wants to go in there and set his stall out, right, and say, this is my philosophy, and he's indulging Cristiano Ronaldo, that doesn't set a great example.
We seem to take an eternity to get players over the line. It took ages for Eriksen to come. I mean, Manchester City, they wanted Haaland, they went and got him. They wanted Calvin Phillips, they went and got him. So they seem to be able to get players through the door, whereas Manchester United can't seem to do it. Now, I don't blame Frankie de Jong for not wanting to come. Obviously, there's a lot of money and situations at Barcelona, But why would, if he was watching that today, what would make any player want to come and play for Manchester United? I mean, it's going to take a while for Ten Hag to change a culture. You know, there's a lot more problems than Ronaldo at the club.
Do you think
and if
that-
he does leave, then, I mean, we've lost Cavani. And I know he didn't really play last year, but there's a reason why he didn't really want to play.
And here's Alex Crook going on yet another rant about Manchester United, obviously.
Ultimately for me now, if you look at the managers that have come in since Sir Alex retired, and I listed them at the start of my commentary, we had David Moyes, Van Gaal, Mourinho, Solskjaer, the club legend, Rangnick, and now we're on to Ten Hag. The main reason that nobody has been able to really turn around United's fortunes is because of the ownership. And you, again, you look at the race for the top six this season, Tottenham have backed their manager, Arsenal have spent big again, Chelsea are trying to spend big, they're finding it difficult, but the willingness is there on behalf of Todd Boehly. Manchester City have signed Erling Haaland, who's off the mark already. Liverpool have got Darwin Nunez in for big money. The only club that haven't really backed their manager are Manchester United. And until that happens, until there are at least three, maybe four new signings coming through the door, Ten Hag is basically at a loss. They were there today, the Glazers. They're watching their empire crumble before their eyes. And unless they spend significant money, Manchester United have got no chance of getting into the top four. Erik ten Hag, who's a good coach, has got no chance of being a success. So for me, it's not on Ten Hag, it's not on Ronaldo, it's not even on Fred and McTominay. It's not Fred's fault, he's rubbish. It's the owners.
I don't know why you not do that to
and
Fred.
That was the boot room, ladies and gentlemen.
Jeez, mother.
Time now to hear from the Brighton gaffer, Graham Potter.
It's been a brilliant first half for Brighton so far. They played some excellent football. They deserve to be in front. And this second goal just tops off a great first half performance from the away side.
Well, I think it's been a process for us. You know, when we started, we took over a side that finished fourth from bottom and with a different style of play. So, as I've said before many times, the way you convince people in football is to win. And when you're Brighton have Albion, it can take you quite some time to win for different reasons. But we've managed to keep progressing and keep moving forward, and then a little bit more belief grows, and then of course, you know, we can perform like we have done today. We've also had results against the other big six as well, the big five, whatever you want to say. So slowly, but we need to keep going.
And here's the reaction from Man City, who smashed West Ham at the London Stadium thanks to Erling Haaland. Surprise.
A second goal for Manchester City, a second goal for Erling Haaland, who is rapidly lighting up the Premier League on his top flight debut. He's scored twice at London Stadium, and the second has come right in front of the Manchester City supporters.
Do you feel you set down a marker with that performance? Was it important to set down a marker early on?
Listen, when one team won four Premier Leagues in the last five, the mark is already done. So, I'm sorry. So the question is, before today, we started the Premier League with 140 points to play. We won the first three, we have 111 still to play. We're going to the next one against Bournemouth and after Newcastle. This is what we have to do. And of course, as I said in the beginning, I'm so incredibly happy for the 3 points, because it's a business. Our chairman will be happier, and that's the point. But what dictates the health, the vibes of the team is the way you played, not the 3 points. Is the way you played. And the way you played today was... The players know it. They didn't speak with them, but they know it. That is the path that we had to follow.
They were so good. Tactically, they changed today from how we played them last season. And we weren't able to deal with the way they played today. But look, we tried to hang in as much as we could. We showed a bit of resilience at times to keep in it because, hey, 2-0, we could have lost a lot more with the amount of ball they had. Not maybe by the amount of shots on target they had, but certainly by the amount of ball they had. Anyway, we found it very difficult to get the ball off them. So the talk should be about Man City. We just didn't really get too close to them.
Here's the fallout now from Brendan Rodgers, Leicester, drawing with Thomas Frank's Brentford.
It's finished Leicester 2, Brentford 2. Fantastic comeback from the Bees to share the points. Ivan Toney and sub Josh De Silva scoring their second half goals. Leicester will be so frustrated after letting a 2-goal lead slip.
I still think we could have kept the ball better. That was something we spoke to the players on afterwards. But still, what we can press the ball better for the second goal. They score it. But there's a lot of positives from the game. I thought Danny Ward coming in looked very assured and strong and came for crosses. Obviously our Achilles heel last year being corners defending, I thought we were strong against a team that are renowned and very good at set pieces. So we were excellent there. We scored a goal from a corner, and we've done a lot of work over pre-season, both offensive and defensive and corners, so we were good in that aspect. Just a shame that we couldn't just see the game through.
Silva cutting onto his left foot outside the penalty area, and he has stumped it. He's hit it so hard, and it's just flown beyond Danny Ward.
Fantastic story, Josh. As we all know, been out for, I say 18 months or close, 16 to 18 months there, because he got that injury in March 21, and then he came back last year, but set back again. Now finally a full pre-season, and he's struggling still to sharp. So he's a player I have a big belief in, and he actually just showed a bit more sharpness this week. So I knew that I would put him on, and that's a signature move from Josh. So I just knew that position. I just saw, oh, they're dropping in. Come on, Josh. Yes. So that was perfect. And I'm so pleased. So I got emotional after the game because I worked with him for 4 years, and see him in creating that moment and got that well-deserved praise and applause from the fans was, yeah, a very nice moment.
On now to big Tony Cascarino on Weekend Breakfast, talking all things Tottenham Hotspurs.
Fitness is a big thing that in sport, and that's an obvious thing to say. But when they're super levels fitness, it's completely different. And Spurs pre-season, my thoughts yesterday and watching the goals, and this morning we re-ran the goals, didn't we? We watched them again.
Darting to the right-hand side, to the byline, pulls it back, space for Kulusevski! 4-1, they're running riot!
I'm watching four or five bodies in the 18-yard box by Spurs every time they got forward, whether it was Emerson Royale, whether it was Kulusevski, just loads more. They're a super fit team now. That's what Conte brings, apart from all his ability to tactically get teams quite close to spot on. He's got a team that's super fit with loads of goals in it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, would you Adam and Eve it? TalkSport have secured the exclusive audio rights to broadcast the rematch between Oleksandr Usyk and AJ Anthony Joshua, which takes place on August the 20th. Yeah, we do know that. You told us in a previous podcast. All right, shut your face. I'm telling you again. Anyway, here's TalkSport's boxing commentator, Andy Clark, warning AJ that if he loses to Usyk, he cannot be considered an elite fighter. Which, of course, none of us really consider him to be anyway, after losing to Andy Ruiz Jr., who eats Snickers bars for fun.
There will always be big fights out there for him because he's such a massive draw. But it would be a huge setback if he were to lose this fight, because he would have lost in 2019 and then he would have lost twice on the spin. So it wouldn't have been a great run. He hasn't been able to box that much over the last 4 years. You only box twice a year generally when you get to that level. And he only boxed once in 2020 and once in 2021 because of COVID. I just think if he loses this fight, and he doesn't manage to get back for that third time as a heavyweight champion, there's a danger that history, boxing history, might treat him quite harshly. And I don't think he would really deserve it. But I think certainly in America, he might find himself written off as a popular fighter, as a ticket seller, but not truly an elite level fighter.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back, as I said earlier, on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today. Over on TalkSport 2 from 7 p.m, it's West Brom v Watford in the Championship, presented by Dan Wendell. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts up first in the morning. So do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.